We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. Well, Republicans beside themselves and aghast that Trump would dare pull out of the World Health Organization.
Oh, please.
Including Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, big surprise.
By the way, who has completely reverted. He's back to being a Democrat now, just so you know. McClatchy announced that. Did you see that the other day?
I think somebody sort of was implying that earlier, that before the right before the primary, that would happen. I can't remember who exactly said that, but...
Yeah, it was me. I was predicting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I said he wouldn't last a month, and I just threw that off the top of my head. I didn't actually know what he'd do, and I just happened to get it right. I'm really on a roll here, Lee. He didn't last a month from that primary.
Yep.
And literally the headline on the McClatchy piece is that Lindsey Graham has broken with Trump because he has a tough primary challenge. No, he's going to be fine. He's the guy he's running against has some money, but he's going to be fine. He's not going to beat him in the state. No, Lindsey is just embarrassed at the wine and cheese parties to be associated with someone like Trump and, quite frankly, us. That's Lindsey. The headline on the McClatchy piece, Graham facing tough re-election breaks with Trump. So that's all that Trump stuff, that's gone bye-bye. And the WHO is fabulously. You're going to love them. They kill a lot of people. Now, I mean, do you want to know why? I mean, this isn't even partisan, okay? What the WHO did that had Trump so angry? Because I've actually been following this. Taiwan had discovered that COVID had human-to-human transmission.
Right.
Flat out knew it.
Yep.
And told the WHO this.
Right.
On the last week of December. Warned them. Good guy. This thing is moving. We know it. We can prove it. The WHO initially did not call them back, then did call them back. This is the last week of December, right? Because you're supposed to, if you have information on this, you're supposed to file reports. They did. Taiwan did everything that you're supposed to do. So Taiwan was shocked when on January 16th, over 2 weeks later, the WHO tweeted that there was no human-to-human transmission. They knew darn well otherwise. Because they had received multiple phone calls from Taiwan, as the protocol requires. As soon as you know, you are immediately to inform the WHO, right? They knew, and they lied.
Let me make a quick connection here, and I'm sorry. Quick
Go
connection.
Ahead.
Okay, so we have the Chinese. It is documented that the Taiwan government called the WHO to let them know that this was going on.
Yes, absolutely. Okay? Financial Times, I got it right here.
All right. Now, we are also embroiled in a controversy with a president who was not told of Russian bounties.
Good point.
He's being held accountable for that.
By some of the same Republicans.
Exactly.
Right.
But the WHO is completely blameless, even though we have documentable evidence that the Taiwanese had discovered this, had contacted the WHO. They're not held responsible for something they were told about, but our president is going to be held responsible for something he wasn't told about.
Makes total sense if you're in Washington. So on the 16th, the WHO tweets, oh, there's no human-human transmission, no big deal. They've known for 2 weeks that is absolutely not true, right? Another 4 days passes while Taiwan raises total hell. We told you. It's human-human. It is moving human-to-human. It is infecting our researchers. We know this for a fact in our labs.
Good grief.
They let 4 more days go by. And then they're like, you know, dude, maybe there is human-to-human transmission. They knew the whole time. So this isn't an error in judgment. This is practically criminal. I mean, at that point, what point does funding this agency serve? What do we get from this?
Right.
And the argument of Lamar Alexander, who I've had quite enough of in the Senate, is we need them out there. They need to coordinate treatments of people across countries. What will we do? Well, not only did they not coordinate the treatment of people across countries, they lied and let it spread for an additional 2 weeks and 4 days. That's not coordinating the treatment. Then they came out and told us it had a 3.4% death rate and we should shut the world economy down. Turns out that was wrong by like a factor of 30 and they wrecked the economy. And all of this, folks, what goes unsaid here is that their ties to China are so vast that it really, really looks like they teamed up with China to, one, delay the information about the spread of this to allow it to spread longer, and then B, once it had spread, turn around and terrify the world with what turns out to be completely fake information about how very deadly it was and the recommendation to shut down economies. So, I mean, if they were working for China to destroy the economy to help Trump, you know, be defeated, they'd do exactly what they did. And it cost a lot of lives. So, I mean, for Lindsey Graham and Lamar Alexander to stand up for the World Health Organization, I'm baffled at this point. What I get for my money except death?
Well, to me, it's perfectly obvious what the president is doing. This is his tactic that he uses all the time. He is willing to do things and to block policies or money or funding or whatever from agencies, organizations or whatever, if they're not going to follow policies that are in the best interest, in his opinion, of the American people. That's what this president is doing. And sometimes he gets his way, sometimes he doesn't, but he actually gets things done because your average run-of-the-mill Republican executive, chief executive of this country, would capitulate in a heartbeat, fold like a cheap suitcase in no time. But Trump will stand up to him, and Trump will get his way or close to getting his way or at least move the ball down the field a few yards, if not exactly score a touchdown, if you get my drift.
You know, this is the self-defeating kind of stuff Republicans do. Have you seen
what's
going on, right? This is astounding. Mitch McConnell, who has done a good job on getting judges confirmed, but otherwise is a Democrat. He has a PAC, an extremely destructive PAC. And what that PAC does is work very hard to take out conservatives in the primary. Yeah. Listen to this. Chris Kobach, who's probably done more than anyone in America to fight two things. Illegal immigration. He has actually raised the money for and overseen the building of sections of the wall. He's amazing. He's also done, remember he was leading President Trump's voter fraud section that he had for a long time, right? Okay. Mitch McConnell's PAC is spending $2 million to stop Kobach in the Republican primary in Kansas. He's got a 9-point lead. In order to elect his opponent, who has pledged to vote against the wall and made fun of President Trump for building the wall, and who has pledged to vote for amnesty. This guy's a Republican.
Yeah, well, he
allegedly
claims to be. Yeah, that's
right. $2 million. Do you know how much one Senate primary, $2 million Mitch McConnell spending to take Kobach out by painting him, wait for it, as a racist, which he is absolutely not.
Please.
I've known Chris Kobach for years. Anyway, I mean, I've known him personally. He's not a racist. I've been watching him for decades. He's a hero in terms of defending our borders, right? This is the Republican leadership. Okay, we are going into literally an election that will determine whether we are going to be a socialist country or not, whether we're going to be free or not, whether we're going to have Bill of Rights anymore or not. And we are spending $2 million to take out somebody who wants to defend our borders in a primary. See, and when this is what Republicans do, Lee, and so they eliminate the conservative choice, the strong choice, the one for the people who supports Trump's policies in the primary. And then they just leave you with this other Democrat posing as a Republican in the general. You have no choice but to vote for him over the Republican. And then he goes to Congress and you wonder why Congress puts a knife in our back.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm showing you how this happens. It's not an accident. They don't change. The good people are eliminated by Republicans, by the leadership in the primary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the left is constantly attempting to establish new rights for the left, not for you, while working hard to de-establish the idea of anybody but them having rights. Can you see both things going on in the country? 269 businesses have now joined the boycott of advertising on Facebook. They've lost $7 billion so far. No, I'm sorry, $7 million, M, not B, million dollars so far in ads. And what these companies want is terrifying. No more conservative speech by Donald Trump or his supporters on social media platforms, or they're not advertising. Wow. How do we get here? Well, Republicans, when they had control of Congress, easily could have enforced the law against Facebook and Twitter. Federal law that's very clear. If you want to retain your libel protection, you must be a neutral publishing platform. You take all comers. If you don't want to do that, if you want to be an editor and only publish liberal stuff, that's fine. You can do that. That's your right. But no more libel lawsuit protection. You get sued like everyone else, like we do, like the newspapers do, like the television stations do. We're a publisher. That's why we don't have the right to be protected from libel. Facebook and Twitter want it both ways. Well, the Republicans, remember, chastised, hauled Mark Zuckerberg before them and chastised him for allowing Trump to use their platform legally and without cheating to win the election. They didn't mention anything about Obama doing a better job of it than Trump had, because they were cool with that. And Facebook and Twitter got the message loud and clear. And that, by Republicans, not Democrats, but Republicans, is what has led to this. What we're seeing right now, the campaign to strip conservative speech from conservatives. And look, if you don't have conservative speech, if you don't have speech from people who aren't, I wouldn't even say conservatives, just normals. Anybody who's not a Democrat doesn't have the First Amendment protections, the Bill of Rights on social media. You don't have them. They're gone. It's the only place that matters. Meanwhile, they're establishing a new set of rights, additional rights, but just for themselves. One of these rights that we're seeing across the country is the right to block roads and to accost, assault, destroy, batter vehicles that break their barriers. It cost an 8-year-old girl her life in Atlanta this weekend. Her mother was black, made the mistake of crossing a barrier controlled by a liberal activist. Her daughter was executed by it for it. Not by one shooter, but by two. They pummeled her vehicle full of bullets. The car wasn't threatening them at all. She just didn't pull a U-turn fast enough after it had been decreed that these Marxist protesters controlled the area. Folks, this is going on systematically across the country. I shared on my Twitter feed a challenge to Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter. Remember, he's the one who censored Trump? When Trump said he was going to send people in to put these protesters down, that was too violent, and he got a content warning. Meanwhile, they're allowing Antifa not only to organize online. You should see this video. It's she talks about how, it's a how-to video, how to smash the windows of a car when somebody breaks your barricade that you've set up, you know, illegally in the street. And she was touting this tool because you could use it on the one hand to smash the windows, but it also had a razor in it so that you could cut the seat belts of the driver and pull them out of the car, you know, after you smash the windows. Very handy tool. She describes how to do that on Twitter so that you can pull them out of the car. So they have no right to be wherever you have decreed is your area, right? Watch this. They are setting up a right to control space. Any motorist, unknowing motorist, like the poor mother in Atlanta who stumbles upon that space, get your car windows bashed out if you're lucky. They'd prefer to rip you out of your car. This, they are literally planning this with no violence content warning on Twitter and no takedown. But when Trump posts about using law enforcement to legitimately enforce laws to keep them from doing this, guess what? He gets a content warning. See how this works? This is a big deal to them, this establishing the liberal left's right to take and control through violence territory. Which brings us to what happened in Seattle. Did you see what happened in Seattle on Interstate 5? The media went wild on this. Because very nice car, Jaguar, newer model, hit a protester, which was decried as a racist and, of course, white supremacist act. And the media went crazy. On DeWitt Kalit, it turns out, who's black. That shut them up fast. Why was he in so much trouble before they learned he was black? Because he had broken through a barricade and hit a Black Lives Matter protester, illegally blocking and controlling Interstate 5. Now, let's put all this together in the context of what's going on here. This was in Seattle. The media ignores the execution of an 8-year-old girl as punishment for her mom violating a protester's illegal barrier. Ignored. Doesn't care. They report that she died, but not how. But they go wild on this driver for daring to enter a space that has been conquered and taken over by Black Lives Matter activists. You see what they're doing? See how they're enforcing this? Now, here's what is amazing about this. So the protester, Summer Taylor, a non-binary Black Lives Matter activist, hit by the car while protesting on I-5 freeway in Seattle, died. Again, the media looked at the car, saw it was nice, and made the assumption that the driver must be an enraged white supremacist. Turned out the driver was DeWitt Kalit, who is black. He was not drunk. He hit and killed the protester. Now, here's the amazing part. He gets arrested. He gets arrested for hitting her. Or him. I'm not sure. Anyway, what he was arrested because, get this, he went around a barrier erected by the Washington State Highway Patrol to facilitate, help, and allow the Black Lives Matter protesters to take the interstate. The problem was that the Washington State, hold on, Krista, Washington State Highway Patrol did a poor job of erecting the barrier. So in Atlanta, the protesters put up their own barriers and take streets. In Washington State, the Highway Patrol does it for them. Well, they did a crappy job. They blocked off the highway so the protesters could take it, but they didn't block the exit, you know, the entry and exit ramps. So what happened was this guy, this guy who's black, DeWitt Kalit, just simply went up to the next entry. You know, the next entry ramp went right on the highway. These morons, these Black Lives Matter protester morons, are dressed entirely in black from head to toe. Even though they're white. I know. Try to process it. So it's dark. It's the highway. He nails one of them. Woman is wearing black. What do you expect? Now he's being absolutely vilified. They tore him to pieces. Racism, white supremacy. Oh, he's black? So as it turns out, when the Washington State Highway Patrol was assisting Black Lives Matter by putting up the barricades of the highway for them so they could take the highway. This guy's arrested for using a different exit or entry ramp to get on the highway and hitting one of them. There's so many things wrong with this, folks. The Washington State Highway, first of all, if they're going to block the highway, by the way, they had no parade permit. They were there completely legally in the middle of the interstate. If you're going to block the highway for a special set of citizens, you wouldn't do it for anybody else. Let's not kid ourselves. Then block the dang entries too, stupid morons. Now, wait, we're not done. The Washington State Highway Patrol says after the death, they are now rethinking. They're rethinking protest rules. This is the head of the Washington State Highway Patrol, Captain Ron Mead. Says he believes the man bypassed a police closure before hitting the victims. And that perhaps they shouldn't block the highway anymore for protesters. Perhaps the protesters should stay off the highway. You think? It's illegal. How do you get arrested for hitting a protester in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the night, wearing black? The protester is wearing black, who is illegally there. When you are legally there on the highway. Liberal privilege. So you know what's fascinating about this? This means white Black Lives Matter protesters have more liberal privilege, i.e. to break the law, than black drivers do. Process that. I'll be right back. Let's jump on the line with Chris in Berea. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Derek. I had a logic question here. I mean, the whole purpose to protesting on the interstate highway is to be buttholes and mess with traffic, right?
Yeah, you're going to disrupt people's lives until they go along with your cause. Yep, that's the point.
Yeah. So if the state police stop to block the interstate, there's no point in protesting because the traffic's not getting to you. It's logic. I mean, just as a logic point, it could be possible that the Black Lives Matter people mess with the barricades themselves just so they can have somebody to, you know, take off.
Wait, and I didn't hear the part because your connection's not good. It's possible the Black Lives Matter people what?
Mess with the barricades themselves because, you know, if people aren't getting to you, why you be out there standing around, milling around in the middle of the interstate in the middle of the night doing, if you've got nobody to block.
Yeah, and I don't, there's still, and thank you for your phone call. Well, there's, because you're still trying to figure out what happened. But they believe the driver just, you know, instead of being stopped by the barricade, just went up on, you know, to a new exit and then went on an entry ramp and went back on the highway when he hit the Black Lives Matter protesters wearing black, even though they were white. And the driver was black. So, I mean, what is just remarkable to me about this entire story is that, you know, in these cities, the protesters, like Atlanta, they have to erect their own roadblocks when they take over an area because the officials let them. But in Seattle, they've already got the cops so well trained, the highway patrol. They're like trained SEALs. They just erect the roadblocks for them. Black Lives Matter shows up, said, we like the highway. The highway patrol goes, well, that's fine. We'll block the highway for you. No parade permit, nothing like that. Middle of the night. So whatever's good for them. That's where we are right now. And it's nuts. You want to hear crazy? The Democrats, I mean, they're not going to stop at defunding the police. You want to hear what their new goal is? They got legislation in the House to do this. Defund the Department of Homeland Security. Right? Because if you don't deserve police security, you certainly don't deserve Homeland Security. I mean, why just let criminals terrorize Americans who are American criminals? I mean, criminals from all over the world should be allowed to terrorize Americans. It's only fair. Listen to this. This would slash funding for deportation operations, including Border Patrol, by 25%. And it would block the hiring of new border agents. So eventually, you know, as you have attrition and they leave their jobs or retire, you wouldn't have any more Border Patrol at all. It slashes the number of detention beds from 50,000 to 10,000. Okay, we were at the height during the Trump administration having 100,000 people a month come through. And they stay in the beds till they can have their hearings. That would force us to release most people. But it's worse than that, says former Border Patrol agent Tom Homan. Listen to what else this defund the Department of Homeland Security bill would do. Here's the beds part.
Last year, before COVID, ICE had 52,000 people in detention. Now they want to give ICE just 10,000 beds, which decreases detention by 80%.
Yeah, so just let them in. The bill says if you show up in a family unit, i.e. you have a child with you, doesn't matter if it's your child, no DNA testing, just come on through. So if you're a child sex trafficker, get yourself a kid, and there you go, right into the country. Just remember to vote Democrat when you get where you're going. Oh, and speaking of the people we'll be getting letting go now, there's something you want to know about them, Tom Homan says.
Let's remember now, 89% of everybody ICE arrests is a criminal. Either have a criminal conviction or pending criminal charges. That means criminals won't be detained. They'll be released back into the public. 95% of everybody ICE removes, they remove from a bed. If they don't have beds, people can't be detained. They won't be removed, and they'll be in the wind in the public. And that is the worst thing we can do since this president, President Trump, has had a great success on the border, 85% decline in illegal immigration. They can't stand it. They want to beat it.
Yeah, why stop at police? We're going to fund border security, too, because you don't need no stinking border security. Black Lives Matter will take care of that. Well, you've put off a lot of things these past months, and one of them for many people is getting your teeth cleaned. Yeah, well, get them squeaky white. I swear the Dental Retreat does a better job on teeth cleaning than anywhere I've ever been. I can really tell the difference when I look in the mirror. That's why I take my husband and my kids to the Dental Retreat, because they do general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, pediatric dentistry, and dental surgery. They don't have to send you out. You can do it all in one place. And listen, don't hide your smile for pictures. It's noticeable. And going to the Dental Retreat will be the best decision you ever made for your smile and feeling good about being in pictures, because they'll make your teeth look great. And they only do surgery with lasers. A lot of dentists use lasers, but they don't use lasers for the entirety of the surgery. They use a scalpel for some of it. Ugh. That means longer healing time, more pain. You don't want that. Dr. John Julian likes to joke he hasn't seen his scalpel in 15 years. He doesn't even know where it is. Yet they're still teaching dentists to do surgery with a scalpel in dental school. You want to go to one of them, or you want to go to the guy, John Julian, who flies around the country teaching other dentists to do their surgeries entirely by laser. That's the guy I use. Let me tell you, having had my surgery there, it is a night and day difference from previous dental surgeries I've had in terms of pain, recovery time, so much faster. So if you've been dreading and afraid to have that dental surgery, take advantage of the free second opinion. Go in, sit down with them. The appointment's free when you want a second opinion on a surgery you've been told you need. So for all that and more, check out the Dental Retreat, thedentalretreat.com. That's thedentalretreat.com. And here's what folks on the text line are saying. Texter writes, if they cut the border security, who will stop the Russians or Chinese from coming in? I don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if Biden wins and we lose the Senate, imagine the world that would take place in this country. Yes, I mean war. I don't know what'll take place. It'll be interesting because they're going to be governing in a way we've never seen before. I mean, they literally are on the floor of the House yesterday proposing defunding the Department of Homeland Security as part of their defund the police movement. Texter writes, Homeland Security was started to stop terrorism and they haven't done anything. So why not defund them? Texter writes, Tara, something I think we really need is a way to recall politicians in a quick, if not immediate manner. And I have to add, the driver of the Jaguar, I think the person means the one in Seattle or the one in Washington. The driver of the Jaguar hit two women, not just one. The Washington Highway Patrol arrested the wrong people. Yeah, I mean, if they take over a street and they are illegally protesting and they are dressed in black and it is the middle of the night and you can't see them and you hit them, you get arrested, not them. That's where we are, even if you're black. You know what's fascinating, by the way? As I was reading this about this whole situation, the highway patrol. And by the way, the media spent about 24 hours pre-demonizing the driver as a white supremacist before his identity was released and everyone discovered he was black. Which really puts a kibosh on the thing. And you know what's fascinating in this case? What's fascinating in this case is who has more liberal privilege. And we got an answer to that question. Is it the black guy driving legally on the highway? He wasn't drunk or intoxicated or anything. He was doing below the speed limit for the highway. Or the protesters illegally blocking said highway. Who has more liberal privilege? Turns out, the white person he hit. Why is that? How do you figure it out? See, this is foreign to Americans. We don't know what we're seeing here. Well, let me tell you how you do it. How you figure it out. Because Ayn Rand brilliantly wrote this in We the Living when she described basically how if you were a member of the party, you have privilege. Laws don't apply to you. So the way the left looks at it, if you're a member of the party and the protester was, that trumps anything else. So you can be a white Black Lives Matter protester illegally protesting in the middle of the night wearing black on a highway and get killed by a person legally driving there. And they get arrested. Not your cohorts. And it all comes down to who has more privilege. Who is a member of the party? That's how we're deciding how laws apply. Texter writes, some of you like this Democrat idea. Department of Homeland Security spies on all of us. Defund them. Texter writes, yes, Tara, Homeland Security, largest expenditure in federal government. Give them what they want plus equal cuts to education. All right, yeah, but you understand we're talking about they're talking about defunding the Border Patrol, the law enforcement arm of the Department of Homeland Security. So I mean, no, you if you want to go along with that, we're going to have open borders, and then we're going to have people from other countries blocking our roads and claiming liberal privilege and shooting people. Texter writes, if the interstate was blocked, then how did he get to the next off-ramp? This explanation doesn't make sense. They're still trying to figure it out. That's the theory. They haven't said for sure. Texter writes, I'm beginning to believe that elected officials need to have their Miranda rights administered too when sworn into office. Then, when they openly advocate something potentially treasonous, they may be immediately charged with treason and have everything they say publicly said in regards to the subject used as a confession. Oh, I see. She wants to be efficient about it. Makes sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.